This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, if you go up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can pick up the podcast, you can check out the old videos, but you can also, you know, we've got stuff up on the website that you can purchase to help keep pushing the show forward. And I so much appreciate the time you spend with me and working on the show with me, because you do work on the show with me. Whether you like it or not, you're always working on the show with me. So today, as I was kind of teasing it earlier, it's the anniversary of the moon landing. Don't you remember that? I mean, some of you won't remember it because you're just way too young.
That was me.
Yeah, I know. You were still in diapers. God. I said, well, what did that say about me? I was sitting in front of a television set watching this happen. Never mind. I don't want to know. Anyhow, here's what you heard, if you were old enough, Aaron, on this day.
One small step for man. To you by telephone from the Oval Room at the White House, and this certainly has to be the most historic telephone call ever made. I just can't tell you how proud we all are of what you've done. For every American, this has to be the proudest day of our lives, and for people all over the world, I am sure they too join with us in recognizing what an immense feat this is.
Now, you can hear the echo. That wasn't me. That wasn't my equipment. Shows you we can send a guy to a moon, but we can't make a simple phone call. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I know it wasn't simple, but you know what I'm saying. Anyhow, it was a big day for most. I mean, we kind of joke about it. We see the movies today, and some people don't believe it ever happened. They think it was done on a soundstage in Hollywood. I mean, seriously, because everything... That's why I can't get behind some of these movements where they, you know, everything is a conspiracy, right? Man, so that means if everything is a conspiracy, then there's nothing true around me. Nothing's real. Nothing's right. What do I think? What do I do? What should I believe? Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't believe the government can actually keep a secret. I really don't. No way. Did you guys hear about the new slogan that was chosen by the Democrats the other day? I thought it was great. I thought it was hilarious. It is almost 100% true. They just forgot one word. So the House Democrats introduced their new slogan on Wednesday. Just ahead of the midterm elections, they think it's going to help them. You ready for this one? Their new slogan is "For the People." But they do mean all the people, because they sure as heck don't mean the American people. I mean, think about who they're fighting for. Think about the rights that they're fighting for. Think about the danger they're willing to put you in front of. They still have no message. It's still for the people, but doesn't mean anything. And they're looking, they're searching, they're hunting for a message that'll push through. And the problem is, that's not a message. It's a slogan. But it's not a message. Now, last year they tried a better deal. Better deal. You mean, then what? Then lower taxes? Got a better deal for me? More money in my paycheck? Got a better deal for me? More jobs, more job opportunities than there are people to fill up. They get a better deal than that? Consistent over 3% GDP, got a better deal than that? I'm just curious. Even the stock market's been on a roller coaster, it's up overall. Got a better deal than that? I mean, seriously, consumer confidence is through the roof. What dictionary are these people using? Can somebody, you know, in my day it was what, Funkin' Wagnall? No, I didn't swear. What dictionary are these people using? Because apparently it's not the same. If somebody can send me a link to the dictionary, there's my next book, The Dem Dictionary. I'll call it The Dem Darn Dictionary. How's that? Or The Darn Dem Dictionary. I don't know, whatever. But, I mean, seriously, somebody needs to help me out here. Because I am totally lost. A better deal. Love it. Hilarious. Earlier we did that story about the feces being thrown at the coffee shop. Because, and I didn't mislead you, but I didn't give you all the information. Basically, it was mostly because the owner supports Trump's immigration stance. He came here from Israel. The guy came here from Israel, immigrated legally, here from Israel. And if anybody should want a easier way to get here, you would think it would be an immigrant. So there were over 30 people outside this guy's place in California, obviously. The place is called Asher. Listen, if you're a conservative and you're in the L.A. area, don't let this stuff scare you. Seriously. Because that's what they're trying to do. They want to scare you away. Go in and help this guy out. It's called Asher Cafe and Lounge. It's in Boyle Heights. It's a Jewish neighborhood. Very nice neighborhood. I saw pictures. I've not been through there. Right? Just go check it out. Go help the man out. You know, buy a pastrami sandwich. Buy something from him. A couple of bagels wouldn't kill you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's amazing. amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back, and what we need is more cowbell. Some of you will get it. Some of you will go over your head at a million miles an hour. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And head over to the website so you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. Lots happening up there. A lot you can get involved in. A lot of maybe Monday. I'll do it on Monday. We got some exciting news. I think we have exciting news. We have exciting news. Evan Sayet will join us after the break. And if you've ever, I mean, he's a great guy. You really got to go check out his website, evansayet.com. He's got one on the Heritage Foundation's website. He's got one of the most viewed lectures on the website. Not just a viewed video, but a lecture. He goes into, you know, really where liberalism comes from, how they think, how it's going to affect. I mean, he did this 10 years ago, and I think he's still getting mega hits. So you need to go check it out and really see what he has to say. His new book, he's really going to deal with the, isms, fascism. These people really don't know what they're talking about. They have no clue as to the, as what a fascist is. Right? Socialism, what does it really do? What doesn't it do? It doesn't mean that you're taking care of the old folks in town. It doesn't work that way. Matter of fact, under socialism, all those old folks kind of conveniently disappear at times when they have too many issues. But the Dems have a better idea. They always do, don't they? You know, a joke in Detroit. I don't know if you guys remember last year when there was a big uproar because people were behind on their water bills and somehow their water was getting shut off. So they were screaming that water is a human right and everybody's entitled to water. Well, I said, yeah, I agree. Fine. Go down to the lake with some buckets and get yourself some water. And if it's got stuff in it, hope you have a filtration system that'll clean it up. Come on, think it through. But what they're paying for, they're too dull to realize it is they're paying, well, supposedly, they're paying for that water to be filtered, cleaned up, pumped up, sent into the inner city where there is no water to speak of. But they don't see all that. We've dumbed down society so much they can't figure all this out. So anyway, the brilliant people, the bankrupt city of Detroit, decided to love those people and get their water for free. I would be screaming, look, I've been paying my bill for 20 years on water. I want a rebate. If you're going to give it to them for nothing, give it to me for nothing. Isn't that equal? New Jersey, also run by Democrats, now have decided they're going to tax tap water. That's right. It's a human right. But you ought to pay for it. These are Democrats. These aren't Republican nimrods. So a New Jersey state senator has introduced legislation that would levy a tax on, but they're calling it really a tax. It's a fee. In an effort to fix the state's aging pipes. That's right, Senator Bob. Now see, the infrastructure tax you already pay is supposed to take care of that. The tax would add 10 cents for every 1,000 gallons of water used in a home, which would amount to an increase of approximately $32 a year to the average homeowner who pays for the water. Now, according to the proposal, much of New Jersey's drinking water's infrastructure has aged past its useful life, and it's in dire need of repair and replacement. So you're getting all that fun stuff probably coming down the pipes because they've rotted to the point where all the garbage is coming in now. It's a big problem, and it's a problem that affects your health, your kids' health, and your grandchildren's health, Smith told him. Right. We have squandered your funds. We haven't used them the way we're supposed to. We haven't been able to fix the pipes because we can't keep the tax money in the conference because we're a bunch of yo-hos. So we'll just need you to pay for it again. If Smith's plan passes, it'll bring $150 million bucks in a year in taxes. Well, isn't that great? Now, earlier this year, here in California, Governor Jerry Brown asked the state legislature to consider enacting a tax on drinking water to fix polluted water and other water infrastructure. Now, the average person would see an increase of just over $11 on their water bill a month. Reportedly, it led to so many complaints that they decided to kind of sidestep it for the moment. Right? I mean, think about it. They love running this state. They love taxing people to death. Sooner or later, the people in the state, the Democrats, are going to get tired of this, and they're going to vote Republican. Scott Drinkard, director of the state's project at the Nonprofit Tax Foundation, told Fox News that the 13 states already tax residential water utilities through a general sales tax, which is, sounds about right. You don't add a tax. Arizona, Arkansas, Hawaii, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Maine, Missouri, Nebraska, New Mexico, North Dakota, and Tennessee and Vermont. Now, other states like Washington have taxes on bottled water. As for the Smith's bill, it hasn't yet made its way through committees, but it almost is. I mean, think about that. The years. They've had years to get ready for this. They've had years to understand this. But they've done nothing about it. I don't know what they were expecting. And you know you have to deliver water. You know pipes get old. Hello? I don't have time to pull this one off, but I've got a lot of crazy ones in the next hour. We're going to talk about researchers who say that masculinity training ignores human nature. Also, activists are demanding more social justice for medieval studies. They want them to go looking for now, I don't even know if this is a real word, so don't get on my case. They're looking for medievalists of color. I'm telling you, they make this stuff as they go. They must. Right? They want to talk about how to, they want courses put together on being a white ally in medieval studies. Toxic medieval. What is it? Who brought this toxic up on everything now? Just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Again, after the break, we'll be joined by Evan Sayet, good friend of the show. Always enjoy when he's on with us. And I'll tell you what, don't take notes. Don't try to write it down. And even if you record it, you can't play it back slow. It's not like the old records. You can slow down to see what we're saying, right? Head up to the website, realside.com. I want your email address. I only send out one email a week. I'll let you know who's coming on the show, the stuff we're hawking, if you would. You can get the coffee cups and the book there. So I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Joe@therealside.com. That's Joe@therealside.com. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side. You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A President Trump White House invite for Russian President Vladimir Putin in the works in the wake of widespread criticism of how Trump handled himself during the Helsinki summit. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo asked about that Putin invite following a briefing at the UN Security Council on North Korea's denuclearization effort.
I'm happy that the two leaders of two very important countries are continuing to meet. And if that meeting takes place in Washington, I think it's all to the good.
As far as North Korea,
The main reason I came here was to meet with members of the UN Security Council, South Korea and Japan, as well to convey details of my work on a trip to North Korea earlier this month and the progress that was made there.
Pompeo says that he and President Trump remain upbeat about the prospects of denuclearization of North Korea and that progress is happening. At the UN, however, there is a tug of war with Russia and China about easing sanctions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for being with us, being part of the event. I don't know the name for it. Event is good, right? But let's just hit it really, really fast. I mean, I love this guy. I love having him on the show with me. I've known him for years now, and I got to tell you, he's one of the smartest men I know. But don't tell him that. All right, so you're going to have to take notes. As a matter of fact, you're not going to be able to take notes because you're not going to be able to write as fast as two of us talk. And the bad part about digital, unlike the old vinyl records, you can't slow it down. So just pay attention, suck it in, suck it up, and enjoy my guest, Evan Sayed. I always love, you know, I have to go all around the place to find him and actually meet up with him, but I always love having him on the show. I consider him a friend, and I consider him a great guy. He's a political commentator, a comedian. He's even, you know, he has, now, I know I'm going to screw this up, so you can beat me up later on. You've got the most viewed lecture on the Heritage Foundation's website, and I got to tell you, I took it in chunks because you know what I do every night, and I think it's wonderful. I think people need to go grab it. People need to go listen to it. And if they really want to hear your stuff live, they can hear it from the president. You've written two speeches for El Presidente, haven't you?
I wrote one for candidate Trump that, according to Ronald Reagan's chief speechwriter, a guy named Tony Dolan, it was one of the three moments that won the election for him. I wrote the famous Al Smith dinner where at the last debate, they have both candidates at this big fundraiser for the Archdiocese. And it's supposed to be traditionally what it is you come out and you do a few self-deprecating jokes about the campaign. You throw a couple of light taps at your opponent. But it's to show that even after all the rough and tumble of the campaign, look, we can be civil and wonderful together. Well, I told Bannon, who is the person who brought me in, I said, if we play nice, it's the end of the campaign. I said, how do you say on Tuesday night or whatever it was, in the last debate, she should be in prison, Wednesday, play nice with her, and then Thursday, go back out on the road and spank her again. And they all agreed, and so it was one of the toughest Al Smith dinner speeches ever given.
No.
I'll tell you how tough it was. The Catholics booed. When Catholics don't, when Catholics who have to forgive you don't forgive you, you know you've done
yeah,
something.
Problem. Yeah, no. I saw them wincing. I watched that then. I saw them wincing, and I'm going, okay, this is going to be fun. I can tell already, right? I mean, seriously. And your book, I mean, again, we've given away your book on the show, and people love it. It's The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. And yeah, I got to tell you, you're coming up with, you've got a new book coming out that'll, pardon the term, it'll trump this book, right?
I got a new book that I'm writing.
Okay.
Yes, of course it's coming out, but first it has to be, before it can come out, it has to be written.
But listen, wait a minute. You stepped on the only joke I had this year. Okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Let's do it again. Take
okay.
two.
Yeah, yeah. So you've read this book called The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. It's really great. But you've got a new book coming out that will trump this book. Get it? No.
Maybe take three and you don't do that joke.
All right, never mind.
And by the way, I know that was a joke, but in all seriousness, it does work for many of the same themes. Because when I gave the original talk to the Heritage Foundation that the book is based on, I started to get emails, and I would say literally 20 different people. I got thousands and thousands and thousands of emails. I still get emails every day about a speech I gave 10 years ago, I swear to you. And about 20 different people used the same phrase. They said, you know what you have there in my speech? They said, you've got the unified theory of liberalism. I mean, you have explained everything about how it is liberals think and why it is that they inevitably sides with evil over good, wrong over right, ugly over beautiful, profane over profound, failure over success. And so having first delivered in speech form and then augmenting that with the book, having explained everything, of course some parts of that book is going to appear in anything and everything else I do. So the new book is a standalone book. It makes its own points, but of course there's a lot of the Kindergarten of Eden in there as well.
You know, you and I were talking during the break that the Democrats are in a lot of trouble right now, and I'm not just saying that as a Republican or conservative or what have you, but you know, they allowed progressivism to really start to take root and hold, and now socialism, I mean, true socialism, I can't remember her name, maybe I'm doing it because of Freudian reasons out of New York, and you're seeing more and more of these progressive socialists coming in, and they're not Democrats. They are not stereotypical liberal Democrats, are they? And this is a problem for them.
Well, first of all, there really are almost no liberal Democrats left in the Democratic Party. They are all these modern liberal, they're really leftists. But they're leftist-like. So if you're going to call all of your opponents Hitler, if everybody who disagrees with you is irredeemably deplorable human being, then it only makes sense. Go as far left as you can. You know, the problem with Chuck Schumer is he's too much like the people that he calls Hitler. And now, he's very, very, very different, but if the other side is Hitler, then you go as far away from Hitler as you can. And so any kind of, I hate to say the word mainstream because they're not mainstream, but the Chuckie Schumers and the Nancy Pelosi's and the Hillary Clintons who engage in the demagoguery that they do, but when it comes to policy, you know, they're not wholly insane. They're wrong, they're destructive, but they aren't different enough from when you're trying to foment a revolution with your language like they are in order to get reelected. It's called demagoguery. When you use all this demagoguery, well, then don't be surprised when you actually get a revolution.
Yeah, I listen to them even from within. I'm watching what's going on Facebook. I'm listening to some of the things that are happening on mainstream media. There's four parties there, but they all think they're one and the same. You know, it's just amazing to me that they do not have a single leader, do they?
Well, they first of all, they don't have a single inspiring leader. Who? Nancy Pelosi literally cannot speak any longer. Her face twitches. involuntarily, doesn't move like a normal human being does because of all the facelifts and all the Botox and all the, and she's forgetting words and she's stuttering and she's, I mean, she's literally this machine that is breaking down in front of you. Schumer, there's no inspiration or he's just, you know, this long-term prostitute who has made his fortune and made his power by being the senator from New York. And but he has nothing to say except the demagoguery that gets him elected for one more term. And so, no, they don't have anything. And proof of the pudding is the gentleman, the congressman who was beaten by this, I think she's a 28-year-old,
yeah.
Neophyte socialist who quite literally is a moron. I don't think she's a moron because she's socialist. I mean, because she doesn't know anything. She's non-educated. She doesn't know facts. She doesn't know, have any heft or understanding behind her knee-jerk leftist positions. And as a 10-term congressman who I believe was third most powerful Democrat in the House, who was in line to replace the breaking down robot as Speaker of the House, was beaten by her. So it's not like just in some obscure little place, some obscure little congressman got surprised. This was the leadership of the Democratic Party and the people of New York, or at least of this district, says, yep, I know how much experience you have. I know how much power you have, because power accrues with the tenure. And given all of that, or maybe because of all of that, we'd rather have anybody else. That was the selection of this woman. It wasn't her. It was a rejection of the mainstream Democrat. I laugh when I say mainstream because the mainstream Democrat is still insane. The mainstream Democrat is still evil. But it's the rejection of the mainstream Democrats for anybody else. In some way, the same story is true of Trump. I mean, Trump's victory was as much a rejection of him.
We're going to talk more about that on the other side of the break. Once he gets going, you can't shut him up. You know what I'm saying? We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Bucini, your host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com. Or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Side of GCN Live. Let's get right back to it, because I tell you what, you're going to learn a lot more from him than you will from me. I promise. I'm telling you the truth. I wouldn't lie to you. We are back with our buddy Evan Sayed. I always love when he's on the show with me, and I can't, you know, we just can't get enough in. And I do appreciate the time that he spends with me. And Evan Sayed, a political commentator, comedian. He's written a book. He's actually in the middle of writing another book right now. He's known as having the most viewed video, most viewed lecture on the Heritage Foundation's website. And I got to tell you, I could spend 10 minutes doing intros for him, but he was on a roll, and I want to get back on that roll with him before he forgets what it was. And I'm not talking about Rye either. So look at, you were talking about the rejection, you know, of Trump, and especially by the left. I was talking about this the other night. It's kind of from the day one. He became Hitler from day one. Everything the man stood for these people was Hitler-esque and nasty and terrible, and they still have no messages other than Trump is Hitler, right?
Right. But first of all, don't make the mistake that it was Trump. think back. George Bush was Hitler.
Yeah.
Think back before that, Ronald Reagan was Hitler. Before that, Nixon was Hitler. Before that, Eisenhower was Hitler. I'm telling you, they were calling Republicans Hitler before Hitler.
Wow.
This is all they have is their campaign slogan is something along these lines. All right, forget that we've destroyed your cities. Forget that we've destroyed your families. Forget that we've destroyed your jobs. Forget that we've destroyed the states. Because look over there. Isn't that a Nazi? That's the only thing they have is to so terrify black community, gay community, women, any and every other group is to scare them into voting Democrat by lying about Republicans. You know, I have an expression, I tell a story that I don't know anyone who votes Democrat. All right, I am a New York City born Jew who works in the entertainment industry, and I don't know a single person who votes Democrat. What I know is a lot of people who vote against Republicans. I can't vote for him. He's a misogynist. So I can't vote for him. He's a bigot. I can't vote for him. He's a racist. I can't vote for him. I don't know anybody who has looked at Republican and Democratic Party policies, the two ideologies of conservatism and modern liberalism, and said to themselves, they both are pretty thoughtful, but I think the Democrats have better policies. Nobody supports the policies that have destroyed Detroit, Chicago, New York, Baltimore, St. Louis, every place where the Democrats have had unfettered power for the past 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. All they have done is destroy. So their only hope is to terrify their followers into not even allowing us to speak. They are so afraid of our side that they cannot allow us to speak, because if their followers heard what we had to say, nobody would vote Democrat.
Well, you heard the second in charge of the DNC. He wants Jeff Bezos to stop selling books or to ban books on Amazon that portray conservative principles. He wants them to stop,
right,
because they're dangerous.
Right. And of course, this is classic fascist behavior. You know, the Democratic Party is now the party of modern-day technological, but it's book-burning. By getting Amazon not to sell books that don't walk in goose-step, I'm sorry, I mean lockstep with the left, what did Clarence Thomas call it about high tech lynching? Well, this is high tech book burning.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're exactly right. Well, listen, they're going to fix it though. You know, their new slogan, I don't know if you heard this, is their new slogan for midterm elections is for the people. The problem is they left out American, right?
Right. No, absolutely. They don't see themselves as Americans. They see themselves as citizens of the world.
That's right.
And in fact, they despise America because America's success proves that we have stolen other people's wealth. So they want to open our borders, to flood us, and to dilute the American culture. In San Francisco, they're already signing up illegal aliens to vote.
Wow.
Right? It's all about destroying Western civilization, because Western civilization, the dominant order, stands in the way of their revolution. Every revolution needs to first destroy the existing order. You know, the Russian Revolution needed to first destroy the Tsar. The Arab Spring first needed to get rid of Mubarak and Muammar Gaddafi and the others. And then once the order has been destroyed, fill that vacuum with their own ideology. So this is what happened when Saeed destroyed Mubarak. Who replaced him? It was the Muslim Brotherhood. Well, the Democrats' hope is that when you destroy Western civilization, what will replace it is this revolution that began in the 1960s. And this we shouldn't use this term lightly. It really was an attempt at a violent revolution by murderous people. And these murderous people didn't go away after the 60s. What they did was they went into academia. They went to television and movies. They went into news, and they went to the Democratic Party. And what they've done is used those positions to create the next generation who will hate America so much that they will join them in their violent revolution.
You know, I got to tell you, there's so many things I want to hit with you on. It's like the thing that really irritates me is all this Hitler conversation. I know you said it wasn't just Trump, and I agree with you. But we have a group of young people that are so ignorant to the realities of the horrific things that Hitler did that it's almost like you're downplaying Hitler, if you would, when you call Trump and others like that Hitler.
Dershowitz, who is far from a Republican, I mean, he's a true liberal, lowercase L, which is why he's so hated by the leftist movement, because the left hates liberalism, too. The left hates lowercase L liberalism. They do. The only thing that isn't Hitler is their radical leftist ideology. Even the slightest half step away from it makes you a right-wing fanatic. And Alan Dershowitz is exactly right when he says all those people who call Trump Hitler are really nothing other than Holocaust deniers.
Wow. I like it. Very good.
Yep.
I think that's wonderful. You know, So I don't know if you heard the breaking news, but Mueller has tapes. Now, stay with me here, okay? He's in possession of tapes from Cohen that will prove, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that Trump may have had consensual sex with a pole dancer and paid her to be quiet. Devastating, isn't it?
Right, and you know what? Nobody cares. This is the amazing thing. After 90% of the news about Trump has been negative,
yeah.
I mean, the leftist media has gone to war against Trump. You're talking about a presidency where the stock market is through the roof, where unemployment, especially and most importantly or tellingly, minority unemployment. You know, he's a racist and he's a bigot and he's a homophobe and he's a xenophobe, and yet black unemployment is lower than it's ever been, ever, ever, ever in the history of that statistic. We've met with the North Koreans at the peace table. ISIS has been defeated. I mean, all of this incredible stuff, and still 90% of the news about him is negative.
You're killing me here. Listen, they're beating on Trump for meeting with a dictator, with somebody who's killed thousands of people. I think, wasn't Obama at a baseball game with Raul Castro, one of the biggest animals on the planet?
Didn't Barack Obama give a pallet of cash to the most misogynistic, homophobic, xenophobic, and I do believe the Iranians are even just a little bit anti-Semitic? Didn't he fund their, by transitivity, fund Hezbollah, fund ISIS, fund Hamas by giving the terrorists all this money in Iran? I mean, it's all nonsense. Modern liberals, the leftists, there is nothing they say that is true. Everything is for the revolution. So if somebody who is a supporter of the revolution, like Barack Obama, the one-time community organizer, the Saul Alinskyite, the member of the American-hating, white-hating, Jew-hating church of Jeremiah Wright, anything he says, they're going to either cover up if it's bad, like Fast and Furious, or turn it to some saintly, godly, brilliant thing that he did, if it's even the slightest bit good.
Yeah,
conversely, no matter what Donald Trump does that is good, and the things that he's done have been of a historic greatness, they're going to turn it into something negative.
Oh, sure.
And no matter if they find something negative, they're going to blow it up into the biggest evil of all.
So,
it really has nothing to do with anything other than advancing the leftist revolution.
So we still... In 2 years, I know you got to go, but this is just hit me in the head here. In 2 years, we know, that Donald Trump may have talked about grabbing somebody's stuff, and that he may have had consensual. I may go down a whole list of stuff that we know about Donald Trump. I still don't know who Barack Obama dated in high school. Do you?
Don't know what his grades were. Don't really even know.
Oh, we got to go. Too bad. We're out of time. Evan Say It. EvanSayIt.com. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Come on back. We're going to find out why medieval history needs more color in it.